Blog Talk Radio.
And good day and good evening or good afternoon, everyone. And welcome to another call, a Zora call. And of course, today is October the 20th, 2020. That's amazing. We're getting nearer to election here in the United States, as well as to the end of the year for this fiscal year. So anyways, with that being said, Zoraya is in the wings here. So I'm going to just undo Zoraya here. So Zoraya can just say hello.
Hello.
So before we call in our guests today, and of course our guests will be Barbara Turner and our Richard Presser, who will also continue to talk about the DPE product. We want to just say hello also to Bill Whiteley, who couldn't make it with us today, and maybe he's listening in, and we want to thank him as well for bringing this product to our awareness. So with that, let's go ahead and do a healing boost for everyone. Go ahead, Jerea.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive. And we receive great healing and great health and great prosperity and fill in the blanks in terms of what you guys need. Healing for the back, healing for the knees, healing for the whole body, whatever it is, and just great, great abundance to follow with. Okay. And we thank you. We're very grateful for this opportunity, for life in general, because life is beautiful, no matter how you look at it. It's all beautiful. Anyway, okay. So let me go ahead and, Zoraya, did you have anything else to say? Otherwise, I'll go ahead and bring in our guests.
Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. All right, I'm going to just ask Zoraya to put herself on mute, and we'll go ahead and bring Barbara and Richard in. And here we go. So, again, Richard will be coming in. Barbara is in the United States, and Richard, the individual who we have already heard from, I don't remember, a couple of days ago, and he's going to be here with us to discuss and talk more about this DPE instrument, this high technology device, along with Barbara. And we'll have an open and Q&A for this call, because I know some of you do have questions now. I have someone else that I will be calling in because he also has a question. So let's just go ahead and bring them through. Okay. Of course, in Australia, it's a little bit late. So this call will not be more than an hour, everybody.
Okay. Hold on. Hi there.
Hello and welcome, Barbara.
Hello.
You got the family.
Okay, terrific. Glad to have you on the phone tonight. Do I patch everybody in?
You're already patched in. All you have to do is bring Richard in.
There, we've got the fabulous Bill Whiteley and the even as fabulous Dr. Richard Presser.
Wow. Oh, we are so privileged. We are very, very honored. What a wonderful evening we have here. Thank you for that, Barbara. And hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill. Bill?
Hi, everybody. Yes, can you hear me okay?
Oh, we can hear fabulously.
Thank you
for being on the call.
I love your infectious. Yeah, I love your infectious laugh.
There we go, Barbara. You and me. So we've heard from Barbara before, so we know Barbara as being extremely delightful, very, very connected with all the good things as far as connections to products and high technology information and you know, other things that are related to quantum, et cetera. And, of course, I also want to bring in and Bill Whiteley. Everybody knows Bill Whiteley. He's been a part of our family for a while. He and Sandy, his wife. And, of course, Bill, you know, we love you always. And thank you for everything that you've done for us and what you share with the world. So I'm just going to give you and Barbara,
well, thank you.
You know, what, yeah. People haven't heard from you at all, Bill, in regards to this device and about yourself. And, you know, just kind of let us know where things are at with you.
Well, I'd be happy to. You know, I'm not a scientist, Jane, but I do love you and Billy and all that you've done on your show. It's just never ending. I just always am amazed by it. So when you talk about this EMF and what we're doing here, as I mentioned, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. But I am a person of interest, and I do notice what's happening around the world and what people are complaining about with the EMF. And, of course, you know, 5G and all of that, it's just coming, and we're all suffering from it. And like always, people try to get a real instant success or answer to the problem, so they go out there and they put out these little patches or stickers, and it's like putting a Band-Aid on a battleship. You know, you're not really doing much. And you think you are, but you're not. So when I heard about the DPE 100 from Barbara Turner, who found it from Dr. Richards, why, I was so excited about it. Nothing like having it all done and all at the, you know, the latest level of efficacy, and I can't believe it. You know, because I live in a house where one room might be covered and the others aren't, and now I'm going to be able to have this service and know that it's going to more than cover everywhere. I'll be in a dome, a protected dome. So I'm looking forward to that. And I see what it does for animals and for humans and for our planet. You know, we have been such poor stewards of our planet. This will give us an opportunity to make an input to get back and help heal it, which is severely needed. And we could talk on and on and on, Jane, but I tell you, I just love the energy and what you and Billy have been doing for the universe and for all of us. But I've only known for about 3 years, but I sure don't like to miss it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you so much, Bill. All right, Barbara, your turn. A little bit about you again, if you will, and then if you will introduce our very special guest tonight, the other very special guest, Dr. Richard Presser. Thank you.
Yes. Hello, everyone. Thanks for being here because this is an exciting discovery. It's a very advanced, sophisticated technology that I'm going to allow Dr. Presser to explain more about it, but you're just going to be in awe of this information that we've been so kindly blessed now to find and to be able to help so many people, help ourselves and our families, and to help the planet. I'm very passionate about helping as many people as possible and to save this planet. And I'm very into the quantum realm and the frequencies, you know, that we need to cherish, and then the frequencies that would be harmful. And stumbling upon this was just an amazing godsend, a blessing, and it was divinely meant to be, I believe, because the timing is perfect, because we're at the time of the storm coming. So I'm going to now hand it over to Dr. Richard Presser from Australia. He's a delight, very informative, very highly intelligent. He can answer some questions at the end. So Dr. Presser, please introduce yourself and tell us more about this fascinating advanced technology, please.
Thank you, Barbara. So just a brief introduction on me. I have a PhD in materials engineering, which I've not really used in an active way. I spent many years in the IT industry, finishing up running a successful IT distribution business here in Australia before I started my spiritual journey, really, which began in about 1991, and that led me to basically deconstruct the life that I had, and it took me quite a few years to figure out what on earth was going on, and it led me to this time. And in my opinion, we are living in a special time of transition where the what I would call the control system that runs things from behind the scenes will be exposed and eliminated and set humanity free. And in my opinion, the DPE technology is part of this process. And so what this device is effectively what you might consider a sophisticated earthing rod. By describing it as an earthing rod, I mean it's running these excess energies of various sorts into the ground. And so it's designed to absorb energies, geopathic energies, which have subhertz frequencies, all the way through to beyond 5G, with the exception of 13.4 hertz, which is the frequency of life on Earth. And so that frequency is protected, but the others are absorbed where they are in excess. And so these energies impact things like the extreme weather. These energies drive earthquakes. Obviously, they're related to 5G and smart meter interference and various things of this nature. And today, we have testimonials from all over the world from people experiencing protection from 5G and experiencing protection from these violent storms. There's even one testimonial I have of a woman who has one installed in Florida where the recent hurricane came up the coast and it did a half moon shape around her. It went out to sea and the weather guys couldn't understand what had happened. But it made this perfect half moon shape around her, and where she was she saw some experienced some rain and a little wind, but nothing violent. And as I said, the hurricane formed this half moon shape around her, went out to sea, and then came back in and back on the track that it was on previously. It's quite extraordinary. And a man in Alabama, a natural medicine doctor who's had his installed for some months, he's seen a lot of violent storms around him since it was installed. No damage at his place. You get outside of the zone of this device and there are huge trees that are in some cases hundreds of years old being blown down by these wild storms that are becoming more and more frequent upon the planet. And so it's neutralizing these extreme energies. It's also neutralizing radiation. It clears radon gas from our environment, which is becoming more and more common given the array of nuclear devices on our planet, and many other things. It's not just EMF energies that it's dealing with. It has a broader, more subtle process than that. And so very close to the device itself, it sets up a zone that promotes healing. And in terms of protection, the DPE-100 is protecting a zone which is about 1.2 miles or 2 kilometers in radius and about 150 miles high. The DPE shield, its bigger brother, is covering an area which is about 62 miles in radius or 100 kilometers and a little higher into the upper atmosphere. So this is setting up this zone of protection. And it's also, as I said, promoting healing. It's like it's returning the biosphere in the local area of the device back to where it was certainly hundreds, if not thousands of years ago, which you would understand is much more when our bodies were designed, if you will, not today's environment. And so it's very much more amenable to not only humanity, but plants and animals and insects and birds. And so what you tend to see around these devices is plants growing more healthily, having longer seasons, being more productive. You see birds and insects and animals returning to the area where they have been missing in some cases for decades. And so they can feel this change. You also see a change in the behavior of birds and animals and so on in this zone. They become more relaxed, you might say, more placid, more cooperative. Just very interesting the impact that this has. And the understanding we've been given is if we deploy sufficient of these devices across the planet, we will actually set up a global protection zone, which will return the biosphere to where it was perhaps 1,000 years ago. So this is very, very exciting technology. And the DPE-100 device is, I think, 3749 in the U.S. I don't have it sitting in front of me right now. And the DPE Shield is above $40,000 US. So these are the devices that we have. There's also a big brother to these, which is called the DPE Symphony, which covers something like 1 million square miles. So if anyone's on this call who has the wherewithal and interest to set up a very large, almost country-sized protection zone in some cases, then please get in touch with Billy and Jane and we can look further at this. So if you have any questions, I encourage you to ask them. I don't mean to take over your call. I'll simply mention that I only have about another 10 minutes that I can spend on this call, and then I need to run for another commitment I already have.
Okay, so we can ask some questions now.
Sure. Okay. Let's go ahead. I've got two, and I have another one that would like to come in and also ask his question. So let's go ahead with 314 ending in 2036.
Hello. Oh, boy, you caught me. You caught me napping. This is Jim from St. Louis.
Okay, Jim. Yeah. We only have 10 minutes with Dr. Presser. Go ahead.
Yeah, so this radiation that's been pouring down on us, is President Trump going to have a vaccine for that coming from the galactics? Is this what I hear?
You know what? Go ahead, Dr. Presser.
Sorry, you go ahead, John. I will say that, firstly, this product is not about the subject that you've asked about. But what I will say to you is, if you are putting your hopes in a vaccine, I will tell you one of my focuses is to see the requirements of vaccination be eliminated from the planet, because I do not believe it is put in place by people who have our best interests at heart. I'll just put it in that way.
Jim, we'll ask later on in the show after this call about the DPE. And I will, you know that we absolutely agree with Dr. Presser on that point. Okay. All right. Now, this is
Thank
all
you.
About the DPE. So we'll go ahead and let Jim, let's go on with this. And then I'll bring the other Richard in, who has also a question. All right. 562 ending in, Cindy, I'm going to call you back, okay? Yeah, Cindy, I'll call you back later.
Okay.
Is it Cindy? Okay, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, it is.
All right. So the other person I have is someone who wants to know the difference between this particular product and another product that he was familiar with. And so this is another, his name is also Richard. So let me just go ahead and bring him through. Okay. And I have to call him into the call as well. So let me go ahead and do that now. Let's hold this number here. Okay, hold on 1 second, everybody. Thank you for your patience here. one of these days we'll have a better, more efficient phones. In the meantime, we'll do with what we have here. I guess.
That's all we can do, Jane, is deal with what we've got.
You bet. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and bring Richard in. All right.
Well, maybe she dropped off. Maybe, Richard, you could just go ahead and maybe explain that there really isn't anything else quite like this. This is very unique and advanced.
Yes, I can't speak to any other specific devices. Certainly there are other technologies which are claiming to address some of these issues, and I haven't personally assessed any of them in detail. I've certainly seen some things proposed which I would not give much credence to. But, you know, certainly there are other ways of dealing with some of these effects. But in terms of the totality of what the DPE 100 is doing and the power of it, there is nothing that gets close. If you understand that this device, the DPE 100, has been shown to be absorbing more than 8 megawatts of energy into the ground, you begin to realize the power that's involved with this. And if you look at the DPE shield, it's much greater than those energies. So you begin to see why you need a device that's very thoroughly earthed. 8 megawatts will drive a pretty large house. And so you need to understand the power that we are dealing with here. So portable devices and devices that are not... Yes, Jan.
Excuse me. I'm sorry about that. I have Richard now on the phone. I apologize that you guys had to kind of wait a bit.
Oh.
Richard?
Okay.
Okay, now we're on the call with Dr. Presser. Okay. Sorry about that, everybody.
Okay. Yeah, just in a nutshell, CAN buster, so folks on the line will understand what it is. It's just a simple device, a homemade device anyone can make. And you put six-foot copper tubing posts, you might say, in a 5-gallon bucket, which is filled with epoxy with metal filings mixed in. That grounds it. So what happens is this CAN buster sends out subtle energies through the top of the pipes. Their pipes are open at the top. And basically it disperses chemtrails. It'll ameliorate any conditions weather-wise that are in the area that are causing problems. Helps plants to grow, helps the animals reproduce. The first 2 days after installing it, I put it on my back porch, and this is the first time ever this has happened. I'm in a rural area, so just so you're aware, and a black helicopter showed up overhead, and we're talking, I think the thing had to be below the legal limit. It had to be around 300 feet. It was a big, I'm not sure what kind of helicopter it was, but it was a black helicopter. Didn't see any markings on it. Anyway, he hovered for a while directly over my house. So I'm very certain somebody did not appreciate the fact that I installed that. But since then, I've not had any issues related to that. But anyway, so it sends out subtle energies and the ideas to kick out the chemtrails that are being produced. So my question is, how does this differ from the device that you're talking about?
Richard, is this, you said you put this on your deck or somewhere. Is this thing earthed? Is it put in the ground?
Oh, you don't have to, because it's grounded with the epoxy is mixed with metal filings that are thrown in to the, you know, when you first put it together, the epoxy is mixed with metal filings. So this grounds the energy from the copper tubes.
Great. So, Richard, let me point out a couple of simple things. Firstly, I'm not saying your device doesn't work or have some benefit. I don't have any experience of it. There are many things that we can do that can make a difference in many subtle ways. However, as I was saying, the the energies that are being absorbed by the DPE device, the DPE-100, is of the order of 8 megawatts of energy. Now, unless you have a connection of the device directly into the ground, and the DPE-100 is mostly buried. It's just, you know, it's about 3 foot six in the ground, and has a little bit sticking out the top. Unless it's grounded like that, you can't deal with those kind of energies. And so, from what you know, you can say that the metal filings are providing some grounding for the copper tubes, but the reality is, unless the overall device has some mechanism to conduct those energies into the ground, it's going to be of limited effect. It has to be by definition. And so I'm not saying it doesn't have an impact. This device, I will tell you, the DPE-100 is an off-planet gift, as I explained in the last call. It was given to humanity, the man that... Great. So I will tell you, the technology in this thing is very sophisticated. As I explained to you, it's absorbing energies from, and specifically designed to, absorb energies from geopathic through to beyond 5G, with the exception of 13.4 hertz. It's very specifically, designed to serve this purpose. And I cannot say what the effects of the device you have created are. I'm not saying they don't have any effect. I can confidently say that it simply cannot do what the DPE-100 is doing. It's impossible unless it also is put in the ground in this way. The amount of energy, as I said, that we're talking about here is enough to drive quite a substantial sized house, and you have to get that energy into the ground. Simple as that.
Okay. Yeah, I know. This is chembuster, I should say, is actually evidence-based. It's based on research that has shown what it can do, and it's like a pyramid.
Richard, I'm going to have to go now. I'm not saying this device doesn't work. I'm not saying somebody hasn't done some good work to bring it forth, and I'm not criticizing or saying that it doesn't have some result. It probably does, but I am saying, given it's not earthed, its effect has to be limited in what it can do, because you need to be able to conduct that energy into the ground. Very simple. My friends, I'm going to have to go. I have another commitment that I had in place. I squeezed this into my schedule. And
thank you so much, Richard.
And I'm very willing to make myself available at any time.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much, Richard. And thank you, Richard, also for your question. And then we'll go back to our program with Barbara and Bill. Thank you, Richard.
You're more than welcome.
Okay, you can go ahead and hang up there if you like, and we'll let you
I
go.
Need to get back to...
And okay. I will just mention that I have Bill connected in through my phone. So Bill, you're going to get cut off as well. I apologize.
Okay.
That's okay. I enjoyed the ride. It was good. Thank you,
Bill.
Thank you. Bill, you can call me, Bill. Bill, call me.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Talk to you later. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, you too. Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay. Let's see if we still have let me go ahead and switch things around here. I think we should have Richard should probably be gone. Let's see. Richard, you can hang. Oh, there we go. Richard has hung up. And so now I think we don't have Barbara on the phone anymore. So
no, I'm here.
Oh, you're here. Oh, good. Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
All right. And are you planning on calling in Richard? Otherwise, okay. So okay. Did you want to do that or you want me to do that?
I'll get Bill. Just one second.
Okay. All right, everybody. And then I think what we'll also do is we're also going to ask Zora to talk a little bit about this amazing product as well. So we'll just wait until Bill can come in. And everyone, for all of you that are still that are listening, please to get more information.
Okay.
You could go.
Sorry,
Bill?
We have Bill on the line now.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome back.
Well, it's good to be back.
Thank you.
I always enjoy this type of controversy and
well,
ingenuity.
Absolutely.
Well, let me just address this real quick. The device that the other Richard was speaking about, he mentioned chemtrails and so forth, but this will do a large area, and it will, you know, be like an invisible dome for the invisible, you know, harmful frequencies coming through the EMF and the 5G. But, you know, he's in a rural area, but anybody that's on the coast that, you know, has frequent hurricanes and anybody in, well, maybe he has tornadoes in his area, I'm not sure. We have them here. I'm in Maryland. We have them on occasion. Fires like California, Colorado, Oregon, Washington State we're having, and, you know, of course, unfortunately, Australia had severe ones, whether they're man-made or caused by, you know, acts of violent weather, it will reduce the fires. It will lessen the earthquakes. So, you know, anybody in California, you know, any place that there happens to be earthquake action, you know, this would be a blessing for them. Not just chemtrails, but the radiation, the radon, the, you know, like I said, the 5G, the harmful EMF, and severe weather of all types, even shielding from mosquitoes, which, you know, they spread a lot of disease. So it's a multitude of amazing things that this product will provide. And I just think it's just such a amazing godsend that, you know, we were blessed to find this at the right time, because the 5G is coming out and we're having more violent, severe weather patterns. And some will say it's from climate change. Some will argue that it's, you know, it's something else, but whatever the case is, you know, it's happening. So, you know, I just want to get the word out about this. And of course, you know, like Richard had the helicopter going over. I don't know if it was anything related to the unit that he installed, but, you know, this is sort of the thing that, you know, we don't really want it to get out to where we have scrutiny or investigation, you know, of it. We are all people who love each other and want to help each other and protect this planet and all the creatures on it, from the animals to the plant life. It's for our survival sake. And so we just want to share it and, you know, let people be aware of it. And whether they can do it or not, or they don't believe it, you know, we're just going to give them the information and they can investigate it further. And that's basically what we're trying to do. And so we just hope that people will do their due diligence and look into it further, and maybe pitch in together with some neighbors or family members that live close by, because it's a, you know, wide range. And there are people right now looking in the U.S. Through some of Bill's contacts that are looking to protect their entire town or cities with this, you know. So we just hope that more people will do it, and it will just help everyone as much as possible. And we thank you for allowing us to educate and inform people about it.
Thank you for that, Barbara. Bill.
Yeah, that was pretty hard to beat there, Barbara. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, Jane, I'm like Richard was talking. He says, I don't think anything can beat it. And I can't go on record saying there's nothing in the world that can't outperform our unit, but I know there's a lot of people that are very happy with it, and I think that's the main case, the main thing to think about. We're pretty excited about where we're going. You know, starts off slow and then starts speeding up, and we got several out in there in the field right now. But they're starting to come now, like one or two a day, and people are getting hooked up. So we expect to have a lot more good testimonies, and you can only talk about what it's doing for you and how it's helping you. But I'm pretty thrilled about it. I really feel it was brought to me by just in the proper time in the proper way.
Indeed. Yeah, we agree. Thank you both, Barbara. That was really, thank you for all that information. Again, for people to really get an idea of what it can do. And Bill, of course, we always appreciate your point of view, because it brings it down to earth in terms of what it is and what it can do. And that's really kind of where we're all at. I'm going to go ahead and bring Zora in, see if Zora has more to talk about in regards to the product itself, which he was sharing with us on another call. So, Zora, are you there with us? Oh, you know what? I think she's probably on. Zora's probably on mute. Hold on 1 second. Let me go ahead go ahead and get them.
I don't hear you.
We're here, my dear.
Oh, here you are. Yes, we're here.
Now I hear you. I didn't hear you before.
Okay.
Sure. Indeed, beloved gods and goddesses, like I have said before, this is a godsend. It is what is termed a galactic send. And that's all that needs to be said about it. I mean, it will do exactly what it says it will do.
So, Zora, one of the things that Richard was talking about is that, I mean, this is such an amazing, remarkable, amazingly fantastic, and probably those are not the right words to define it, is that it helps with the biosphere. When we're talking about the Earth's biosphere, and he was saying
it works.
Could really bring this Earth back all the way to how it used to be, you know, where the insects and the life elements, you know, birds and plants come back, or the creatures coming back to where they used to graze, you know, that it's going to be in that pristine environment once again, that this particular device can actually help to bring that about. Is that correct?
That is true. That is
right.
So.
Right. So it's more than the device that Richard, the other Richard, was talking about with the copper wires. So that this really excels beyond just the norm in terms of how we know normal to be. It,
of course.
It doesn't just help the plants to grow. It doesn't just help the, you know, whatever to heal. It's more than that.
It is indeed.
Okay. So could you go more into depth about much more? What do you really see happening with this device as it becomes more widely used?
I see changes in the ecosystem. I see changes within the biosphere. I see changes going on all over that will assist in bringing the world back to a pristine state. And it will do that.
So,
if enough of them are installed, it will accomplish that.
Okay. Once this goes into, and I forgot to ask Richard this, once it goes into the earth, once you bring the rod through into the earth, that probably should work immediately, right? I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
Yes. As soon as it is grounded, it works.
It'll do its miracle. it sounds like a miracle. It's like a miraculous product is what it is.
Yes, indeed.
So that's kind of, in a nutshell, what we're feeling, and that it's absolutely out of this world as far as the technology itself. Tell everybody else what you said in your private call that you had with Barbara and Bill and us in regards to how it performs, and that it doesn't do anything destructive or does not harm anything whatsoever.
It doesn't harm anything at all. In fact, it enhances. It doesn't destroy anything.
You also said that it's comparable to what a spaceship is, because spaceships obviously have some sort of a knowing. So this one is what I knowing in terms of like plants or creatures. They're what we call sentient beings, right? So maybe the question is, what is a sentient being, and how is this also a sentient being?
It has intelligence within it.
So, more than all the other products that are out there that are similar to it, that's the big difference.
Indeed.
And so I would probably then say, if it's a sentient being, then it knows exactly what it needs to do, and that it does, it
that's
only
correct.
Can do good.
And it will
right.
do, it can only do good. It will only do the betterment of mankind and of the world. If they were to install them along all coastlines, there would not be any hurricanes that would make landfall at all. Tornadoes would not even form. So the destructive forces of that Mother Nature rots upon the earth, it would calm them.
Okay, so I think that probably really says it all. Well, I appreciate you saying
it does.
That. I think most people think of, you know, when we talk about, you know, some of the off-world spaceships, you know, some of those off-world spaceships, if they're bioengineered, does that make them sentient or no?
Not necessarily.
So tell us how a sentient product like this becomes one. Sentient.
It doesn't become one. It is one.
It is one. Okay. It is one. Okay,
indeed.
Well, it's really difficult for us to understand what sentience means in regards to items, you know, like a table or a computer. Those are not sentient.
I'm not saying a table. No. I'm not saying a table or a computer. I am saying
right.
this device.
And there's a big difference between the two. So it had to do with the person
it
who
is
first
indeed.
Brought it. Yeah, so it was created. How was it created that it became sentient? I guess is my question.
It always was. You just brought it together in the form that would allow it to operate.
All right. I think that's. I guess, you know, for us, I guess we'll just never really. Until we become more awakened to that understanding, or we're in one of those off-world spacecraft, you know, that are always running wherever they want to go to, up and down and sideways, and go here and go there, and basically they just do all the driving on their own. So I guess this is similar to that, right, Zora?
It is indeed.
It knows exactly what to do. Without hurting anything
yes,
at
does.
All. So it's all beautiful. So anyways, I think that's all we have, unless there are any other questions, and then we'll just go ahead and make this a regular Zora call. Let me see where we are with this. So everybody who's on the call, this is not about asking Zora about healing and things like that. This call is primarily about the DPE technology. So if you have any questions regarding this product, then please feel free to go ahead and press 1, and let's see what we can do about maybe answering some questions, additional questions for everyone. Okay, hold on a minute. All this technology here. Okay. All right, so we'll go ahead, and we've got another person here. And if this is 843 ending in 8176.
Hey. Hey, Jane, this is Henry, North Carolina.
Yes, hi, Henry.
It's second time you listen to me. Hi, Zora. What is the, all right, I had mine about the pyramids, you know, to keep the tornadoes and the hurricanes out, you know, at bay. Now, how does this, is this more cost effective than the pyramids that you talked about in the past?
Yes, and easy, and also easier to install.
Okay.
Great question, Henry. Thank you for that.
I thought I would put that down as my project, one of my projects. Okay, another question. Genocide. Those are responsible for. I'm talking about genocide on the 5G. The communication system companies that put all that out there that's just one word that I'm thinking, genocide against these companies. I mean, think any charges be brought against them? They had already planned on using the 20 gigahertz along with the 5G and the Kenora virus, you know, to murder people, you know, just to depopulate the planet. And I'm just wondering if that's going to come, you know, possibly happen to these bad guys that's been doing all this stuff, sooner or later, I don't know.
They will be dealt with.
And I thought so. That's the answer I wanted to hear. Okay.
okay.
I better not take no more time. Thank you. I love everybody. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Henry. Thank you for your question. All right. Any other questions coming in regarding this super amazing product? Okay. Well, then I guess we'll probably go ahead and end our call for today. I'm sure that we'll have another call, Jared and Bill and Barb again. Let's see if we can do that for next week. If you have any additional calls, hey, Barbara, if people have questions, could they call you too?
Absolutely.
Would you like to share your number just in case they? Yeah, please, just in case they can't reach me.
Yes. I'm in Maryland in area code 240-640-6902. Again, that's 240-640-6902.
Okay, very, very good. All right. I think with that, we'll go ahead and say good night or good day, good morning, wherever you are. And if you would like to have the honors, Barbara or Bill, and last words perhaps maybe in regards to this until we talk again, probably next week.
Okay. Well,
for
the planet and for humanity, we hope that we can all come together and get these units installed all over the world so we can survive.
Beautiful. Bill?
Yeah, I love that. I feel the same way. You know, sometimes it seems like an impossible task, but moving just one step at a time, every step is going to be very effective, very powerful. And I'm all about healing the planet. You know, it serves everybody's purpose, and that's our way of doing it in this small
effective way. But, you know, we think about what it's going to be like to be protected. And I can only imagine how much company and people will want to be around and hang around you when you have the DPE installed. It'd be like a little dome, a little fortress of security and safety. So let's just see how it goes. Thank you for being on the call, everybody.
Okay.
We're here.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Barbara. We just will just continue and chime in with both of you. We find that this is a magnificent mission for all of us. And even if you cannot afford it, you may know people that have funds, who have deep pockets, who may want to do this for the community or the city, wherever you're at. So nothing is impossible. Everything is always possible. So with that, Zora, you want to? Shall we just say good day, good night, Zora? I'll let you end our call.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
And we say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We all receive great, great health, and we know that this is an amazing product, and we will push that throughout the world. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you so much for doing this for all of us. Thank you.